That was a pit.
Okay. Did they make a distinction about a quality of a peach depending on how the meat in the peach came off of that pit?
Yeah, there's Freestone and there's Clean.
Okay. Okay. And did you or your mama, when you were growing up, ever cook fruit and make stuff to put on toast and things like that?
Oh, like jam and preserves and marmalade. And, oh, yes.
Was there another word besides
jam?
Jam and preserves and marmalade. Was there another word that you would make?
Well, I suppose there is, but right now I can't think.
I was wondering the word jelly.
Oh, jelly.
Yeah.
Well, that's made from the juices.
Okay,
of
that's
the fruit.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And another plant I was wondering about, they grow in kind of dark areas, and usually after it rains a lot, but they look
mushrooms?
Like... Yes. Mm-hmm. They have those?
Oh, yes, we used to have lots of mushrooms.
Okay.
After a good rain.
Huh.
Oh, it was so much fun to go out in the field and just pick them. Now, we used to have the meadow mushroom,
mm-hmm.
but here in the forest they would have different kinds, and I never did learn the different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
All I'd ever pick would be the meadow mushrooms.
Okay. I'm wondering about thinking about the y'all did have some cattle. And
yes.
Did you have pigs?
At one time we did.
Okay. I want to ask you a couple of questions about them. Did you slaughter any of your cattle for meat?
We always slaughter our own animal
right,
for meat.
Right. What kind of meat would you get off of a cow? What are the different kinds of meat?
Well, you get your steak, and you get your roasts, and you get your boiling meat, and you get your hamburger, and your flank, brisket, and soup bones.
Okay. What's brisket? I'm not familiar with that.
Well, that's the part of the cow that's down towards the front legs.
Okay.
Between the front legs.
Okay.
I think that's where the brisket comes.
Yeah, between the front legs.
Did y'all eat all everything off the cow? I know at home people eat the tongue and
the liver and the brains,
and all that.
Scrambled eggs and brains.
Did y'all eat that?
Yes.
Okay.
We sure did.
Okay. Did you ever dry out the beef and eat it?
And make jerky?
Yes.
No, we never did.
Okay.
But people have.
Okay. Would they ever call it chip beef or was it called jerky?
Jerky.
Okay.
Well, I suppose that some of them called it chip beef, but I don't know.
Okay.
We never did use that.
And how about for pigs, when you slaughtered a pig? What are the kinds of meat you could get off a pig?
Well, we have bacon and ham, spare ribs. Oh, and in the beef, we had those beautiful ribs,
mm-hmm.
beef ribs. And the pigs, we had spare ribs, bacon, sausage, lard. You name it, we've rendered it. We've done it.
Did you ever eat the stuff that came out of the pig's head?
The brains?
Yes.
I don't think we ever did.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was a name for that.
Well, there's a head cheese that they made, but I don't remember of them putting the brains in.
Okay, what is head cheese?
Well, they take the fat off of the head,
mm-hmm.
the meat off of the head,
mm-hmm.
and make the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's seasoned and... cooked and one thing another.
Y'all ate that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever call it souse?
It has been called souse, but we never did.
Okay, you called it head cheese.
Head cheese.
And did you have a name for salted pork?
Just salted pork.
Okay.
Ham.
Okay. No.
Ham would be one, and bacon would be your cured meat.
Do you ever call it fat back?
Cured meat is all it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we never did call it fat back.
Okay. Now, You had cows, I guess, that you milked for milk?
Oh, one time we had about 8 cows, and we had a milking machine. We ran a little dairy.
Really? Tell me a little bit about that process, about once you've milked the cow, what do you have to do to the milk?